What's going on, hockey fans? Welcome to another episode of Full Press Panthers. I'm your host, Arthur Hurst, and today we are going to recap this matchup between the Florida Panthers and the Washington Capitals. And this was the last game between both of these teams. The first two, the Panthers took care of business. First matchup, they beat them 4-3. The second one, they beat them 4-2. And in this one, it was a nail biter. It came close, but Gustav Forsling, who has got to be among the top two-way defensemen in the NHL at the moment, took care of business on the defensive end along with the help of his teammate Sam Bennett, took the puck onto the offensive side, and got the game-winning goal for the Panthers. Third career overtime goal for Forsling. It was a nice comeback win by the Panthers. Just when things seemed to be looking a little bit shaky, the team responded and got it done. Talked about last episode how when this team has had woes this season, it doesn't take them very long to bounce back. And after a devastating loss against the Hurricanes in which the only goal of the game was given up 19 seconds before regulation ended, the Panthers bounced back in style in front of the home fans at Amerant Bank Arena, Sunrise, Florida. Now, going ahead and diving into this game, the first period, no goals were scored, but that does not mean it wasn't entertaining. The Panthers on the penalty kill because the defense has been so strong and solid for them this season. Right now, 7th in the National Hockey League with an 82.6% penalty kill. And again, doing exactly what they needed to do. They allowed only one shot on goal. There were multiple odd man rushes. They were shorthanded, but they didn't faze them. And again, the defense stepped up and took care of business. And with Nick Cousins getting the first goal in this game, the assist given to Dmitry Kulikov and Brandon Montour set Cousins up for the goal at the 4:03 mark to make it 1-0. Was able to get it past Charlie Lindgren's white pad. And then later on in the game, the Capitals had another power play. This is their third right now of the game. They had two earlier, and now they're on their third one. And Sonny Milano was able to tie things off of a tic-tac-toe play. Rasmus Sandin, he was able to get it past Anthony Stolarz for the assist. And now it's tied up 1-1 at the 18:31 mark. Unfortunate. With that goal, Stolarz's shutout streak was ended at 115 minutes and 55 seconds. That's a whole lot of great defense by the guys out there on the ice, but that also means that you did a stellar job of being back there on the net, blocking away goals, denying shots, and things of that nature. And then on another power play for the Capitals, this is kind of getting ridiculous. The Panthers defense is getting a little too physical right now at the moment. And the captain, Alexander Barkov, he had a honey call against him, which is interesting. You would think that a vet like him and the captain of the team wouldn't have, you know, such a call against him and make a mistake like that. Nevertheless, the Capitals, they were able to take advantage of it. Tom Wilson is able to get in behind the defense, make it 2-1 at the 10-11 mark of the third period. And now it's like, oh, man, what's going on? Right, okay, like, what are we doing? We're shooting ourselves in the foot right now. We're giving up power plays. The defense was holding them, but now it's like, okay, we have 4:18 left in regulation. What do we do? Well, the Panthers had a power play opportunity of their own when Evan Rodriguez was hooked, and they tried their best to get the puck into the goal, but they were not able to. Cousins, he almost got his second goal of the game, but Lindgren, he was able to make a diving save, denied it. Stolarz, he has 22 saves in this game, but Lindgren, he outsaved him with 26. So that means old Charlie back there was doing his thing as well for his team to make sure they were able to walk out with the win. But it doesn't matter because the captain who made that mistake earlier in the game, he was able to come through and tie things up at the 16:30 mark. Now, the goal was initially given to Carter Verhaeghe, but reviews, you know, said not. It goes to Alexander Barkov. They had the man advantage, and he was able to tip in the shot from Verhaeghe. And so now it's like, oh, man, we just had a nail-biter again last game. What do we do here? We can't, you know, give something up with a few minutes left in regulation. The defense did exactly what they needed to do. Now we're going into overtime. Okay. You know, OT, we got to come out on top, right? We lost on a bad one last game. We can't do that right now back at home. And Forest Lane made sure that they came out with the W. Sam Bennett, again, him and Sam Bennett played really good defense. He was actually out of the play. Then he was able to get back into the defensive rush. Was able to steal the puck away from Sonny Milano. Sam Bennett got things off. Was able to send the action the other way on the offensive side. And with the assist credited to him, got it to Forsling and was able to get the goal at the 3:41 mark of overtime. And, yeah, that's all she wrote. And so let's go ahead and look at the stats in this game. You know that the Panthers are always going to be aggressive on goal. And in this one, they were again. They outshot the Washington Capitals 29-24, excuse me, on that one. And they outhit them as well, 41-36. They won the faceoff battle as well, 33-24, but they lost the power play opportunities, 4-3. And again, some of those were big, right, because of the defense, but some of those the Capitals also capitalized on. No pun intended on that one. The Panthers also had 6 penalties to the Capitals' 5. The Capitals had 24 block shots to the Panthers' 9, and the Capitals had 8 takeaways and 8 giveaways to the Panthers' 7 takeaways and 14 giveaways. More stats to look at for this game. 7 different Panthers recorded at least 3 hits. Evan Rodriguez and Sam Bennett each blocked 2 shots. Alexander Barkov went 11-for-16 in the faceoff circle. And Florida has scored a game-tying goal in the final 5 minutes twice this season. You want to know what's also crazy? Notice how I didn't say Sam Reinhart's name. That's big. Again, this team is so loaded. They're so deep. Everybody is playing their role from the top down. And head coach Paul Maurice is doing a great job coaching this team. Has to be up there in the conversation when it comes to coach of the year with how they've been playing and how they've been able to just dominate their opponents over the last few weeks. So let's go ahead and look at some things that were said from head coach Paul Maurice and his crew. He said how Carter Verhaeghe is like that. He said he's him. He's always been like that. The more intense, the more people in a small area, the better he is. I think you just have to accept that he's that good, which means that Verhaeghe is not going to get boxed in. Whenever he's got a chance to make something happen, whenever the adversity is really there, whenever the pressure is there for him to make a play, especially when it's evident that he's right now the man outgunned, he's going to go and he's going to make a play. But that's also what he needs to do as one of the top 4 guys on this team, because if he doesn't do that, I mean, where's the success going to come from? Everybody has to step up and do their role and do their thing. So if one of those top 4 guys doesn't, right, that leaves more for the other 3 to do, right? And you don't want that. You want to make sure everybody's pulling their even weight. Anthony Stolar said, I think that makes a playoff team there. Guys that are willing to sell out and commit to both ends of the ice. We had a couple breakdowns where they had an odd man rush, but the guys did a great job getting back. Sometimes the offense does get out in front of the defense and has that advantage. But when your defense is so in tune and you communicate and you just make an effort, right? Defense is about effort more than anything. Right, you can know your matchup, you can know the game plan, but if you're not putting any effort on that defensive end, and you're just worried about the offensive side, then what are you doing out there? Because now you're just giving up goals, and if you're just good for offense, well then, I mean, we don't really need you out there, dog. We need you out there also to make sure that these guys don't score. So they did a really good job there. Gustav Forsling said, every night you're not going to come out flying. This was one of them. I didn't like our first period, but we got the 2 points. It just shows how much we trust in each other in here. The first period was not very good. But again, they did not give up a goal on defense because of that penalty kill, which has been amazing for them this season. So good things and bad things to come out of this game. The defense stepped up tremendously. That was able to generate the offense and get it going, right? And sometimes your best offense is your defense. And that's what took care of business for them tonight. So now they're going to go on to the next game with the Buffalo Sabres coming into town Tuesday. That game will be at 7 Eastern. Let's keep the winning going, right? Right now we're behind the Boston Bruins by just 1 point. And again, home court advantage, that's always going to be a big thing coming playoff time. Can relax. Again, every single one of these games is going to be a playoff-type game. So the Panthers are built for it. They're coached for it. These guys are mentally and disciplined, you know, physically, everything. Again, from the top down, they're ready for it. So I expect a W, right? But I may be biased. That's fine. I'm a Florida Panthers fan. I'm perfectly okay with that. But yeah, stay tuned for the next episode of Full Press Panthers. This is your host, Arthur Hurst, and I'm signing off.